I am Campus Michelle for KCIW, your community radio station. And I'm sitting here with Gary Milliman and Lori Price, both from the city of Brookings. And we just were at an informational meeting about the proposed fuel tax that is going on the May ballot. Is that correct, Gary?
Right. It'll be on the ballot in May.
Okay.
In the city of Brookings.
And you want to give a short little synopsis of what this fuel tax thing is?
Sure. It is a 4-cent fuel tax that would be paid through the fueling stations in Brookings, the gas stations. The tax revenues would come to the city of Brookings and would be used exclusively for street repair and maintenance, which would include sidewalks if they're needed in various parts of town. It's a tax that would be enacted for a period of 3 years, and after that time, the city council would need to decide whether or not to put it on the ballot again to see if the people would like to extend it for an additional period.
And if how much money are you looking to raise from this?
Our target is to raise $300,000 a year,
okay,
which is consistent with a engineering study, an evaluation of the city street system, the amount needed over a period of 10 years to bring city streets, all city streets, up to a good standard.
Now, Lori, we went and looked at some city streets a few months ago, and there are some that are not in such great shape.
That's right, Candace.
And you don't have a whole lot of money to work with.
No, not at all.
So how much comes in approximately every year to actually give you money to work on the streets? It comes from the system replacement fees, right?
That's correct. It's my understanding that it's $137,000 a year in system replacement fees for street paving projects, which we've had to defer our street paving projects for the most part and use those funds to fix road slide projects.
Now, I know that there was one on Old County Road that was like a couple of years ago or something when that went down, and that cost a bunch to fix.
That's right.
And then there's now one on Marine Drive or Marine Road, whatever that is, and that's like, what, $50,000, $80,000 to fix that?
We have two this fiscal year, one on Marine Drive and one on North Bank Road, and the total of those is roughly $150,000.
Which basically wipes out your year's budget.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That obviously won't work. Okay, so this goes out to the voters then in May. Have you had any feedback yet from anybody about, you know, how they're feeling about this?
Well, we've had some questions about what does this mean in terms of fixing my street.
I'd like to put a bid in.
Streets. And
right.
We have a tentative list for the first year,
uh-huh,
of streets.
Good.
That would receive some slurry seal treatment to bring them up to a position that will add a number of years of service to those,
mm-hmm,
roads.
Great.
The tax will also eliminate the current system replacement fee that Brookings residents pay on their water and sewer bill.
No, wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that my bill is actually going to go down?
Right. The system replacement fee for streets that's on your water and sewer bill now at $2.98 a month will be eliminated.
And that's amazing.
The city council can't reenact it so long as the 4-cent tax is in place.
Excellent.
So part of the goal was to shift the burden for street maintenance from the city utility customers to a broader community, people who use the streets.
Well, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, if you're the ones that are using the streets, you should be helping to pay for them.
Yeah, that's exactly the concept that the city council was working on when this topic came up.
So the projected goal is about $300,000 a year from this tax, right?
Yes.
And if by some amazing happenstance it goes over $300,000, we're suddenly like seeing all this money flowing, and then what happens?
The city council, by the measure, the ordinance, is required to reduce the fee from 4 cents to whatever level is required to maintain the income at $300,000.
Excellent. Lori, you have anything else you want to add? Does this make you happy? Are you actually going to get your streets fixed?
Well, I would sure like to do that. Yeah. We have a lot of potholes and streets, and the longer that we defer doing the maintenance that we should be doing, the more it's going to cost to get them fixed.
Because just because a street is in good shape today doesn't mean that 6 months from now it's going to be in good shape, right?
That's right. I mean, it being proactive with street paving projects is a much better financial approach, because if you don't do anything, they deteriorate faster and they cost more.
Right. And a lot of the repairs, I understood you to say before that a lot of the repairs don't look like they are structural at this point. There's a lot that are kind of surface repairs.
Yeah, we can get a lot of street paving projects done for a better budget than having to fully reconstruct them, because we don't need to.
Great. Excellent. So we'll get a big bang for our buck?
That's correct.
Yay! So, Gary, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
People should be receiving a mailer, a second mailer, information mailer, about the fuel tax here within the next week or so.
Great.
There's information that's going to be in the media, various media resources. And there's also a lot of information available on the city's website. So,
good.
Lots of resources for information. And if all else fails, people can call City Hall and ask for me.
I knew you were going to say that. I love that. And, call Gary.
And 469-1101. I'll be glad to talk to you about what we're planning to do here.
Great. Thank you, Gary Milliman and Lori Price. Thank you very much. Also, if you want more information, there is a podcast on our website, kciw.org, it's an interview that I conducted with Mayor Ron Hedenskog and Councillor Kelly McLean. And that also gives lots and lots of information. So, people, you've got something coming up on the ballot. Don't be ignorant about this. Let's find out what the facts are, okay? All right. Thank you very much. Good night.
You've been listening to another podcast for KCIW.org. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to our website. Consider being a founding member or just donating something to get us on the air. Thanks so much. This is Candace Michelle for KCIW.